Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. For education, sport, youth, research and innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strands, involving a number of measures and policies at a national level, participation within European Union fora, and a series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout the series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the Ministry. Thank you for tuning into Education and Beyond. As the title suggests, we will not be talking just about education initiatives, but we'll also be providing information on other remits of the Ministry. I am Darren Katkuti, your host for today, and Assistant Director at the Directorate for International Relations and Program Implementation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, it is my pleasure to introduce today's panel, composed of my co-host, Saleh Ahmed Mamma, who is a manager of international relations within the international relations unit of the same directorate. Thank you, Saleh, for joining us. And also Jason Zamit, who is expert for youth policy at Agencia Zaza. Thank you, Jason, for joining us and accepting our invitation as well. Thank you. Today's podcast will be focusing on the European Year of Youth, and we shall be discussing this in more detail with the panel following the announcement that was made by the Commission President von der Leyen in her 2021 State of the Union address. The European Commission had eventually adopted a proposal to make 2022 the European Year of Youth. The idea behind this initiative is that the European Union needs a vision, needs to engage and needs the participation of all young people to build a better future, a future which the European Commission envisages to be greener, to be more inclusive and to be more digital, in line with the dual transition that we're experiencing in the European Union right now. I'm referring to the green and digital transition. With this proposal, we have actually seen that the European Union is striving to give young people a more and a better future, and it's calling for a number of opportunities which have actually seen a number of interrelated cooperation initiatives between the European Commission, the European Parliament, member states themselves, also involving regional and local authorities and other stakeholders, and also young people themselves. And we have actually seen a number of priorities come to surface. In fact, we have seen the encouragement of all young people, especially those with fewer opportunities, those from disadvantaged backgrounds, from rural and remote areas, or those belonging to vulnerable groups, to become active citizens and actors of positive change. We have also seen the call to promote opportunities provided by EU policies for young people to support their personal, social and professional development. In particular, when we're talking about providing quality jobs, when we're talking about education opportunities and training opportunities. And we have also seen the repeated call to draw inspiration from the actions, the vision and insights of young people to further strengthen and invigorate the common EU project. And this is the context throughout which we shall be discussing today's topic and podcast. And we have actually seen that each member state, including Malta, was asked to nominate a national coordinator, and Agenzia Zaza, which is the youth agency in Malta, was designated as the Maltese national coordinator. Agenzia Zaza is the national youth agency which is responsible for the implementation and monitoring of Malta's national youth policy towards 2030. And this policy itself outlines the country's vision to respect, value and listen to young people, and also oversees and monitors the country's commitment towards opening up spaces and services which at the end of the day encourage and champion the personal and social development of youth, and also empower young people to grow and realize themselves for their own benefit. As valuable members, obviously, of the wider community, and in line with promoting responsible citizenship. You can learn more about this on the website of Agenzia Zaza, which is youth.gov.mt. And in order to discuss this in more detail, now we have Jason Zamit from Agenzia Zaza, who will be discussing this initiative in more detail. Welcome, Jason, and thank you for joining us and sharing your expertise with us.
Thank you, Matthew. It's my pleasure to be here discussing an issue that's of huge interest to Agenzia Zaza.
Jason, I want to start first with a basic question. Why is it important to have a year dedicated for young people? We've seen von der Leyen giving quite a lot of importance to this in her State of the Union speech in 2021, and this has been put in the context of the dual transition. So why is it so important? Why has it emerged as a priority?
Yes, well, the idea of having European years is there to increase awareness on a specific issue and to encourage debate within EU countries. The idea, so, is both to inform and also to change attitudes on particular matters. So in a nutshell, what a European year does is it pushes items up the political agenda. It highlights issues that need to be addressed. So the idea here is to push youth up the political agenda, both on a European but also on a national level. A number of studies had been clearly indicating that young people as a cohort were affected very negatively during the past 2.5 years with the COVID pandemic. We need to keep in mind what happened in education, how many jobs were lost, the countless youth projects that had to be postponed or in some cases even abandoned. A lot of opportunities were missed, whether in education, employment, I don't know, culture. Young people missed out on a lot of opportunity that used to give them the basic life skills they need to progress smoothly into adulthood. So having a year dedicated actually to young people is important because such an emphasis on young people can help create further opportunities that can starts again to make up for all that was lost, to get back on track. Throughout 2022, plenty of opportunities are being made available to young people across Europe. These opportunities will enable them to engage in learning activities, to meet new people, to discover other cultures, to improve their employment prospects. Obviously, unfortunately, the year was tarnished with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but however, This even made the goal of the European year, the overall goal actually, even more important, since the goal was to encourage young people to make their voices heard, to participate by sharing their vision as well as their hopes for the future of Europe, since the year also aims to provide visibility and promote European values in a message of solidarity.
Thank you for sharing your expertise, Jason. I have also questions for you. What is happening on European level?
First of all, there are the big programs and initiatives for young people, including the European Solidarity Corps, which is a program that creates opportunities for young people to engage in solidarity activity that benefit communities, both abroad or also in their own country. There's also the Discover EU, which is a very, very interesting initiative, especially for Maltese young people, since we live on an island. This initiative offers 18-year-olds the chance to travel and discover Europe. So young people are awarded with a travel pass. So basically, you can travel for free around the EU. Another program, perhaps one of the most well-known, is Erasmus Plus, a program that supports education, training, youth and sport. It creates endless opportunities for young people to study, do trainings and have an experience abroad. There's also the EU Aid Volunteer, that is an initiative that brings together volunteers and organizations to provide practical support to humanitarian aid projects in disaster-affected areas. A new initiative, a very interesting one also, is entitled ALMA, with the aim to help those young people that find their way in the job market, especially those with fewer opportunity needs, aged 18 to 30, who are vulnerable with regards to their chances of accessing work. Another opportunity is the EU dialogue going on at the moment, which is a dialogue mechanism between young people and decision makers, taking place within the framework of the EU strategy. And related to this, also the Commission launched a series of policy dialogues on different issues where young people can engage with policymakers. One can get a lot more information on this by logging into the EU's portal. Finally, perhaps one of the most vibrant innovations and ideas proposed by at European level is the Voice Your Vision. This functions as a cutting-edge interactive space platform, voice platform, that literally gives young people the opportunity to unmute and record their own personalized message and share their opinions and ideas about how they want the future of Europe on the topics they find most relevant. The idea here is then to actually collect these voices, harvest them, and actually use these ideas to inform future EU youth policy. So as you can see, there's quite a lot going on a European level.
Interesting. And how will this affect young people in the grassroots?
Well, reaching out the grassroots is always the trickiest. In Malta, we are lucky enough to have young people who are quite active on a national level. However, at times, these same young people feel a little bit maybe detached from what is happening on a European level, and might not see the importance of youth policy making or the importance of participation on a European level, and some opportunities might be lost. So to counter this, a lot of effort is being done to reach out to the grassroots, also from Brussels. Like I mentioned earlier, the EU Youth Portal, for instance, has an ongoing mapping exercise that creates space for co-participation and co-creation, where actually hundreds of youth organizations and stakeholders are actively contributing and uploading their own initiatives. These activities that are all happening at a local level, so in the grassroots, are being reported and advertised in the EU Youth Portal. So Maltese young people, for instance, can log into the portal and see what activities are happening in Malta and also in other countries. The idea, therefore, is to increase visibility, to make youth activities even more accessible, and in this regard, to ensure that the grassroots level is being catered for. There's a particular role within the youth sector, actually, that of the youth worker, whose role is to ensure that such initiatives actually reach the grassroots. Agencia Zaza has a number of youth workers focusing on reaching out to the grassroots level through detached work we do on the streets, through youth work in the schools, and also through youth information. We are constantly promoting activities that are going on, and especially during this European Year of Youth.
Thank you, Jason, and thank you, Saleh, for this active discussion. It's certainly very interesting to see and the mapping process that evolved in order to understand the challenges and the opportunities which arise in order to ensure that youth are integrated in society in the context of the dual transition that we're experiencing right now, the green transition and the digital transition. Agencia Zaza carries this out through the European Year of Youth. For further information on Agencia Zaza, our listeners could also visit youth.gov.mt in order to stay updated with all the initiatives which the agency shall be rolling out throughout this year. Our discussion in the second part of the podcast will be focusing on what's happening specifically on a national level, and also the lasting legacy of the European Year of Youth, which Agencia Zaza will be envisaging. So stay tuned.
Thank you, Darren, and thank you, Jason. Welcome back. You are listening to Education and the Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and the Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. I'm Saleh Ahmad Mameh, your co-host for the second part of this episode. And today we are discussing European Year of Youth. We very much welcome your feedback and the questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives, and to visit our website www.education.gov.mt to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. We have three more questions for Jason. Thank you for joining us and sharing your expertise. The first question of the second part is, are there any initiatives happening specifically in Malta on national level?
Well, yes, we've been particularly busy A lot of initiatives have been happening and are still happening on a national level. The mapping exercise that I mentioned earlier actually reported around 100 youth initiatives and activities that have happened in Malta. But more specifically, Agency Azaza actually launched the year with a conference for stakeholders, mainly targeting youth organizations. Another national conference then was organized in September for stakeholders such as government ministries, departments, agencies, and other entities, within which a multi-agency approach for youth policy was actually discussed. The agency also launched two new funding schemes for the EU Year of Youth. The first one is EYY, Rewarding Quality, an initiative through which youth organizations are rewarded through cash prizes for their quality work with young people. And another initiative is Reboot, a competitive scheme where youth organizations apply for funding in order to move forward and build hope in a post-pandemic perspective. We also have an ongoing information campaign. This is happening both online and offline, with the idea of highlighting opportunities available for young people, both in Malta but also abroad. During this year, we've also published a research entitled Being Young in Malta, which looked into personal, social, and political development and well-being of young people in Malta. Another research will be launched later this year. It will be entitled Mirrors and Windows 3, that will be looking into young people's perception and experience of different aspects of life. This emphasis on research is also part of the government's strategy for youth to ensure more knowledge-based youth policies. Another interesting initiative, or rather activity, was the WhatsApp. This consisted of a fair for youth organizations that the agency organized with EUPA. A good number of youth organizations participated in the fair and exposed their work with young people to other young people, actually. The idea behind this was that such an initiative can give space for youth organizations to network and promote their work, and possibly also recruit new members into the organizations. Also this year we had a special week-long celebration as part of the EU Year of Youth. These activities were started on the 8th of August and lasted till the 12th of August, which is actually the International Day of Youth. These activities climaxed with an open mic, again giving the idea of giving a voice to young people. All this is obviously done together with the other day-to-day work that the agency does for young people and with young people in schools, within youth groups, on the streets, in the community, and so on. So, yes, this is quite an interesting time for Agency Azaza and for the youth sector in general, actually.
Jason, you've mentioned a lot of activities that are happening at a national level. So there's research that's going on by Agency Azaza, interagency cooperation with EUPA. There's also funding schemes that have been launched, and this week-long of activities that you're mentioning. So do you envisage any lasting legacy from the European Year of Youth?
Yes, right from the start, the idea was actually to have a lasting legacy that goes beyond the 12 months of 2022. From the very beginning, many of the initiatives, both on a European level, such as the ones I mentioned, like Erasmus Plus, Solidarity Corps, Discovery EU, ALMA, obviously will continue after the year in 2023 and beyond. But moreover, cross-sectoral work has increased quite a lot, and this will leave its impact. As national coordinators, for instance, during this year, we were contacted by a number of policy sectors within the EU, who, most of whom, for the very first time actually, asking for some form of collaboration. And this was due to the fact that a number of projects and initiatives were calling for the inclusion of young people within the projects themselves. And this will definitely leave its mark, as other policy areas that do not generally consider young people as an important stakeholder will start looking into the role that young people may have within their own policy sectors. Within the youth sector, we like to think of youth as a cross-sectoral issue, since young people are everywhere, and this year will definitely forward this understanding of the youth sector beyond the sector itself. Same will happen on a national level. If, for example, you take the new funding schemes that I mentioned earlier, as soon as we saw the uptake of these schemes, we realized that there's a need, and we're already thinking of issuing another call for another round of funding. So yes, I do believe that the European Year of Youth will leave a lasting positive legacy beyond these 12 months.
Jason, I know that Agencia Zaza works a lot with stakeholders and for stakeholders, and obviously we all know that you're very active on social media and reaching out to young people. So where can young people and other stakeholders get more information on the activities that are happening and spearheaded by Agencia Zaza?
Well, as we all know, young people today are the digital natives. The ideal place would be the number of online platforms. It would be the easiest way to access information. Maybe probably the easiest way is to log into our website, which is youth.gov.mt, or follow our socials, both Facebook and Instagram. We constantly update and post new material and information. Also through Eurodesk, we upload opportunities, particularly focusing on mobility for young people on a European level. So young people can check out eurodesk.mt. It's a very interesting also website. One can also go into the EU Youth Portal, where in particular through the mapping of opportunities and initiatives across all the member states, one can get information and also check on the latest initiatives happening on a European level. Loads of activities happening this year, so I really encourage young people to look out for these opportunities and participate and enjoy their youth once again.
Thank you, Jason, for sharing your insight, and thank you also, Saleh, for co-hosting this podcast. You've been listening to Education and Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discussed the European Year of Youth. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, which is euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about the latest initiatives, and to also visit our website www.education.gov.mt to learn more about the services which are offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on Agencia Zaza, Malta's youth agency, you may visit their website youth.gov.mt. Thank you for tuning in. Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.